wants to deceive is going to use a weakness that is in you. He's going to use a weakness that is in you to deceive you and to keep you under deception. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, every weakness in me that is making it difficult for me to know the truth, that is making deception prosper in my soul. Lord, heal that weakness. Heal that weakness. As some Christians, they know the truth, but they can't just believe it. Yeah, because they have been deceived. Yeah, you tell them this is what the Bible says. They say, yes, I know. Then why are you not doing it? They start giving excuses. You know, it can't just work like that. I can't just do it like that. I can't just do what the Bible says because of this, because of that. That is deception. And it's because there is a weakness in you. That is why devil could deceive you like that. So, Lord, heal every weakness that is in me, that is making deception to prosper in my life. So, Lord, heal every weakness in my soul. Heal every weakness in my spirit that is making it difficult for me to accept the truth, that is making it difficult for me to believe the truth, that is making it difficult for me to see that the truth is the truth. Oh God, heal my weaknesses. Heal my weaknesses so that deception fails in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have two more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you need to know that God loves you so much. Raise up your right hand. God loves you so much, and a desire, a close walk with you than you desire it. Yeah, God desire to be very close to you than you desire it, or than you can desire it. He loves you a lot. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, touch my hands. Reach out for my hands and draw me closer unto yourself. Raise up your right hand. Say, Father, reach out for my hands and draw me closer unto yourself. Use everything in your power to separate me from darkness and worldliness and draw me closer unto yourself. Draw me closer to your heart in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Reach for my hand right now. Oh God, I believe that you love me. Reach for my hand right now. Reach for my hand right now. Reach for my hand right now. do everything in your power to draw me closer to yourself. I believe in your love. I connect with your love. Reach for my hand right now. Draw me closer to your heart. In the name of Jesus, draw me closer to your heart. Draw me closer to your heart. Draw me closer to your heart. Oh God of Israel, thank you, Lord. Draw me closer to your heart. I believe in your love. I believe that you love me. I believe that you want to walk with me very closely. So, Lord, reach for my hand now and pull me closer to yourself. Use everything in your power to bring me closer to yourself. Use everything in your power to separate me from those things you do not like and bring me closer to your heart. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have one more prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that yields to correction. Say, Father, give me a heart that obeys when you are correcting me. Give me a heart that yields to correction. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, give me a heart that yields to correction. A heart that obeys when you correct. A heart that surrenders to correction. A heart that follows correction. Lord, give me such a heart. In the name of Jesus. A heart that stops doing what you say stop. A heart that continue doing what you say do. Lord, give me a heart that yields to correction. In the name of Jesus, help me to obey when you correct me. Help me to obey when I am corrected. Help me, oh God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are going to stop here. And next prayer session, in next prayer session, we will continue from verse 3. Of Psalm 36. Yeah. I'll raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we thank you for you are so good. You are such a loving Father and a merciful Father. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your graciousness. Thank you for your power that changes our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your light that is stronger than the thickest darkness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence and dominion you have manifested in this prayer session. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for as many of you that are hearing my voice right now. I pray for you that you will not get lost into darkness. In the name of Jesus, Everything the devil and his agents and his hosts are doing to ensure that you live in darkness and that you sink deep into darkness, I decree that the hand of God consume them all right now in Jesus' name. What God has said concerning your life, what God has ordained for your life, what God has written and planned for your life, I call them forth to manifestation right now in Jesus' name. Every harrow of darkness that is hiding inside of your body system and that is poisoning your life, every seed of darkness, harrow of darkness, hiding within you, within your spirit, within your soul, within your body, to kill you gradually, to weaken you gradually, to destroy your life, calling, and destiny, I command that arrow to jump out by fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Let such seed of darkness die right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. From today onward, everything you decree in prayer shall come to pass. Everything you command in prayer shall stand fast in the name of Jesus. And everything you lay your hands upon shall prosper in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall make you better than unbelievers. The Lord shall make you greater than those who don't know him. In the name of Jesus, henceforth there shall be a difference between you and those who do not follow the Lord, who do not follow the light you are following, because the God of Israel shall glorify himself in your life, and everyone around you shall know that you serve a living God, because the Almighty God shall comfort you, the Almighty God shall help you, the Almighty God shall defend you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are stopping here. Remain blessed. Amen.
Goodbye.